Ditch the clowns on the left.
And the jokers on the right.
And join Michael Smirkanish right here in the middle.
This is the Smirkanish Podcast for independent minds.
So now I'm on New Day this morning on CNN, and I find this to be a really interesting issue. The question I'm asked is whether the United States would go the way of Germany. What is Germany doing? Okay, I'll rely on CNN's coverage because I'm talking about a CNN program. Germany on Thursday announced a nationwide lockdown for the unvaccinated as its leaders backed plans for mandatory vaccinations in the coming months. Unvaccinated people, think of this now. Could we do this in the United States? Unvaccinated people will be banned from accessing all but the most essential businesses, such as supermarkets and pharmacies, in order to curb the spread of coronavirus, according to outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel and her successor. Like, this was her final press conference, and this is what she announced. I find this to be very interesting. Those who have recently recovered from COVID-19 are not covered by the ban. That's kind of awkwardly worded. I think what it means is if you've recently had COVID, you're not subject to the ban. That would have been a clearer way to write it. Now, I have to stop there and parenthetically tell you that I also saw a story this morning that there is, I think from South Africa, a study not yet peer reviewed that says Omicron, is infecting people who have previously had COVID don't have the vax level of resistance to Omicron. I better pick my poison here. You follow what I'm saying? Because we've just had conversation here this week. Remember, I had the reporter from the Wall Street Journal earlier in the week, and we talked about, hey, should the people who've had COVID and are they're not inoculated, they've not been vaccinated, should they be treated the same? And I just want you to know there's a story today that says, again, not yet peer reviewed, that if you've had COVID-19, you are not as resistant to this new variant in the same way that people who are vaxxed are. So we'll see where that goes. Anyway, under the tightened restrictions in Germany, again, I'm asking you this, and this is today's survey question at smirkanish.com. Under the tightened restrictions, unvaccinated people can only meet two people from another household. Bars and nightclubs must shut down in areas with an incidence rate above 350 cases per 100,000 people over 1 week. And the country would limit the number of people at large events like soccer matches. So Angela Merkel is leaving after 16 years as German chancellor. And she is putting the nation in a lockdown akin to what they are doing in Austria. So I'm now asking all of you, what about the United States? My answer is wouldn't work and won't even be tried. Wouldn't work and won't even be tried. The reason it won't even be tried is that now I think there's recognition from the Biden White House that we're just not reaching people in red states, people in rural areas, and no amount of browbeating is going to convince people who are unvaccinated to get vaccinated. We've tried everything that we can do. We've done all the cajoling we can do. They're just not getting vaccinated. And so headline today of the New York Times print edition, Biden's new plan to tame COVID-19 pivots to testing. Winter surge expected. In other words, the emphasis now is, yeah, we want everybody to get vaccinated, but we're really trying to make sure that we've got testing readily accessible to all so that we can track this new variant. So that's reason number one that I say Germany wouldn't work and wouldn't be tried here. Reason number two is, you know, that government shutdown that was being threatened. Well, it was averted yesterday. It was averted last night. But the reason that the government almost shut down is because Republicans opposed to Biden vax directives were saying, unless you get rid of these mandates that are coming from the White House, the federal mandates, we're going to shut down the government. In the end, they didn't have the votes, but that lets you know that mindset persists. So how would I say it? So hostile to vax mandates are certain Republicans that they're willing to shut down the government just to try and topple them. And then the third reason that I say the German approach of total lockdown would not work and won't be tried is something that I've also talked about here on POTUS this week, which is the fact that Florida, Iowa, Kansas, what's the fourth one? Tennessee, four red states are guaranteeing unemployment benefits to workers who refuse an employer's vax mandate. And as we addressed here already, but I'll say it again, you know the mindset that enhanced unemployment benefits kept people from returning to work. And I happen to buy into that based on what I read and conversations that I've had with business people. The idea that business people were suddenly competing with the federal government because the federal government was paying folks enough that would turn their head like, hey, am I going to go back to that job? No, I think I'll stay home and take the enhanced unemployment benefit. So the argument against enhanced unemployment benefits was largely a Republican argument. I buy into it. I've made that very clear. But it's the same people who advanced the idea that we're spending too much on unemployment. Those same folks largely are the ones who are now saying, hey, we're going to pay you unemployment compensation if you lost your job because you defied an employer's vax mandate, which I see as total hypocrisy. Like where all of a sudden is your concern for, you know, the unemployment pot of funding? So for those three reasons, Biden going in a different direction, focusing more on testing now and not putting all his eggs in one basket on vaccination, the fact that the shutdown was averted, but only when we were able to overcome the objection of conservatives who would have shut down the government just in an effort to get rid of vax mandates, and then the unemployment issue, it tells me that we're dug in. There's not going to be a change in the short term. Come what may, in the winter from this variant and others, Germany can have its tightened restrictions of the unvaccinated only meeting two people from another household, bars and nightclubs being shut down, the country limiting the number of people at large events and soccer matches. Here in the United States, it is going to continue to be the Wild West. The Wild West in many, many parts of the country. Do you feel differently? The way that I worded it was a should, not a will, but a should. In other words, should the United States join Germany in banning the unvaccinated from accessing all but the most essential businesses, such as supermarkets and pharmacies? What direction should we take now? I want to say Guten Morgen to Golo Henning. Dan, should you help me introduce Golo Henning?
I would love to help you introduce Golo Henning because Golo is my wonderful and amazing older brother. And he lives in Germany, and I thought he would be perfect to talk to us about this.
Hello, Golo.
Hello, Michael. Great to hear you.
Nice to speak to you as well. You've just been designated our man on the street in Germany. I hope that title's okay with you.
That's fine, and I'll try not to embarrass my brother. So,
I know that feeling. So, tell me what's going on with these tightened restrictions. What do they mean in practical terms?
All right. So, we've had an extreme rise in cases over the last few weeks. Yeah, and we've had the problem that for weeks we didn't have a real functioning government because of the elections in September, and it took a long time for the new government to form, and but now it's kind of coming together. So yesterday, new measures have been announced, which effectively mean that people that are not vaccinated are rather restricted in their activities. Yeah, so except for essential businesses like going to the supermarket or the doctor or the pharmacy, all other businesses have 2G rules, what we call 2G, geimpft oder genesen, so vaccinated or recovered. So you have to show proof that you have been vaccinated or recovered for going to any stores or events or anything like that. And additionally, if you're going to theaters or the movies or bars, you will also have to show a test, a current COVID test that you're negative, even though you're vaccinated or recovered.
Is there resistance to this? I mean, in the United States, this is the subject, as you know, of a sharp partisan political divide. How does this go over in Germany?
Well, I mean, of course, there will be people that are not happy with it. I'm sure, yeah. And but I think the majority of the population supports this. I mean, we have the situation that currently about 72% of the population have had at least one vaccine, and maybe 69% are fully vaccinated. Yeah, and those people, of course, don't have a big issue with it. It's the around about 30% that are not vaccinated that probably they're not happy. I haven't perceived any big blowback yet, but I'm sure there's people there that are going to be very unhappy with it.
Golo, something that's interesting in the difference between Germany and other European nations and the United States is that there's an allowance in Germany for those who have recently recovered from COVID-19. We currently make no such allowance. So how does someone document that they've had COVID? If I am now subject to the regulations that we're talking about, but I've had COVID and I want to prove that, what's my means of doing so?
Yeah, that's indeed a little bit tricky. So you have to show that you've tested PCR positive for COVID. Yeah. But you also have to show that afterwards you tested PCR negative to show that you've recovered. Yeah. So that way you can prove it. Yeah. We have digital certificates, both for the recovery and for the vaccination, which we can carry on the smartphone, and you can display it from the smartphone. There's a QR code, and anybody can scan it and confirm your status. And if you're recovered, this recovered status is good for 6 months, I think. Yeah. So after 6 months, you either have to get vaccinated or lose that status. Yeah. So it's only a temporary status that you can have.
Hey, thank you for the report. I really appreciate it. It's nice of Dan to make the suggestion and to make your acquaintance.
Sure. My pleasure, and happy to be on your show. Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Thanks, bro.
Dan, thank you.
Yeah, that was great.
Golo Henning. Where I should have asked, where exactly is Golo?
Oh, he's in Erlangen in Germany, which is in Bavaria, in the southern part of Germany, actually just north of Nuremberg.
So, I'm thirsty.
Yes.
Bavaria.
Oh,
I'm
yes.
Thirsty already.
Yes. Great beers.
The Smirconish Podcast for independent minds.
Listen to Michael Smirconish live weekdays from 9 a.m. to noon East on SiriusXM's POTUS Channel 124 or anytime on the SXM app.
Connect with Michael on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and at Smirconish.com.